Toothless, Scene 4, The Park, Part 6. Albrecht involuntarily took a step back and shuddered as the nightmarish memories hit him with an incredible force. "What's that?" The cowboy drew his pistol while pinching his untamed mustache with the other hand. "It sounds like a drill." The doctor readied his razor, scanning the pockets of pale light. "The dentist's drill." The Magi moved in closer to the group, hand in her jacket. "I need to figure out if I can use Mind Palace on myself." With his three friends on guard, Franklin sat down. Eyes closed tight and hands on his head, he recalled the palace in his mind where haunting thoughts and troubles could be trapped. He focused on this vision and attempted to trap what he could within. Curly started to walk forward, attempting to inspect what was in the darkness ahead.
Wait, guys,
Albrecht called out quietly, motioning with his free hand. The toothbrush was in his other hand.
Stop moving for a moment.
What? Bazaria continued to scan the surrounding darkness.
Why?
Franklin, Mind Palace.
6, success. Franklin, 1 mental moxie recovery.
Franklin breathed a sigh of relief as he felt his mental moxie strike vanish.
The system moves when we move, Albrecht answered calmly. So if we hold still, it should give us time to think of what to do next.
You're telling us this now?
Franklin growled, peering from one squinted eye while struggling to maintain the serenity from his mind palace.
Just try.
Curly grunted but did not move. Everyone remained still and quiet. Only the gentle humming of the iridescent bugs could be heard in the distance. Franklin closed his eye and went back to focusing on his mind palace. A blood-curdling squeal erupted from the darkness, and a gremlin dove into the green light of the toothbrush.
Gremlin, tackle versus Franklin, stamina. 2 versus 3. Franklin fails. 1 physical moxie strike inflicted.
No!
Albrecht cried out, reaching for his friend.
Franklin!
Why? Pain and betrayal engulfed Franklin as the furry carnivorous monster took his head to the ground.
I'm sorry, Albrecht cried. I thought it would work.
The gremlin's razor teeth sunk into skull and flesh. Franklin screamed in pain while the gremlin squealed in delight as the attack's momentum forced Franklin to roll across the ground.
No!
Bizaria backed up against the cowboy, drawing a knife from her jacket while searching for the next attacking monster. Curly drew his other pistol and aimed at the gremlin on Franklin's head. He hesitated. The cowboy remembered Albrecht's concern the last time he tried making a near headshot. Curly closed his eyes.
Curly, new base skill developed. Punch, level D2. The associated attribute is strength. Curly, punch upgraded to D4.
Curly holstered both pistols and angrily stomped toward the gremlin attached to Franklin's head. The security guard then used one hand to keep the gremlin pinned down, made a fist with his other hand, and punched the gremlin with a fist full of rage.
Curly, punch versus gremlin, dodge. 7 versus 4. Curly succeeds.
His fist collided with the gremlin's head, causing its jaw and grip to go slack. Franklin quickly scrambled out from the little monster's grasp, holding his bleeding head and stumbling away. Curly looked at his fist and smiled, but in his moment of self-admiration, the gremlin scrambled away and rolled freely across the grass. Franklin cursed as he faltered and scrambled across the ground, struggling to maintain pressure on his fresh head wounds while increasing his distance from the little monster. A terrifying squeal from behind suddenly made Bizaria realize that Curly was no longer behind. With the flourish of a trained magician, she spun and cried out,
"Not again!"
Gremlin, tackle versus Bizaria, vanishing act. 2 versus 4. Bizaria succeeds.
She completed her spin, and the magician was gone, leaving the gremlin to crash into the ground as a furry mass of teeth and meat. While vanished, Bizarria closed her eyes and went to the logout button. She attempted to interact with the illegible pixelated pieces, but it was to no avail. The button was still broken, gone, and the feeling of claustrophobia haunted the edges of Bizarria's mind as she looked on this dark, muted world. Albrecht struggled to keep up with everything happening in front of him. Why did the system not remain still? His friends' actions all involved fighting or escaping, and all those actions led them away from the old man. In his isolation, the mortician stepped forward and held his toothbrush high, attempting to cast more light in their area. In response, the whirring of the drill resounded through the park, followed by a wave of high-pitched squeals. Time froze for Albrecht. A glitched streetlight sticking awkwardly out of a distant car stack flickered. The tall, ominous shadow stood at the edge of the flickering light. Tiny sparks shot out from a hook being dragged against the old metal cars. The drill in the shadow's other hand whirred loudly again. The tall, humanoid figure, dressed in a white lab coat and pants, crouched down in the canted column of light and leered at the mortician. The spectacles shined like fire, and the dentist's smile remained undaunting, unnaturally wide, and full of brilliantly white teeth.
"Albrecht,"
the dentist hissed, pointing the drill at the mortician. The dentist's voice was like a strained, harsh whisper, yet it carried effortlessly throughout the park.
"Dentist!"
Albrecht yelled back in defiance, pointing the Eisenberger toothbrush at the dentist. The dentist and Albrecht stared at each other, locked in opposition, each holding their stance, weapon extended to their respective opponent. The dentist, showered in pale light, tilted his head to the side and smiled a little more. Albrecht, bathed in his green light, cocked his head to the side as well, amazed that the dentist could increase the size of that wicked smile. The time had come for Albrecht to face this nightmare. This would be the final battle, when Albrecht ran. The dentist straightened himself, bemused, as the mortician raced away from the impending battle.
"What the?"
Curly watched as Albrecht ran past him.
"Where is he going?"
"Well, his action does make sense."
Franklin leaned on the cowboy for support. The marathoner hummed with disapproval as he realized they were standing in the spotlight of a glitched street lamp. The mortician ran and drew the scalpel from his fanny pack. The gremlin that missed its attack on the Magi was getting to its feet.
Albrecht, cut, versus gremlin, dodge. 7-2. Albrecht demonstrates exceptional success. +1 modifier to next action.
Dust spewed in a wide arc as the gremlin spun from the mortician's attack. Albrecht did not stop, but continued to run further away. Approaching a car stack, the old man jumped behind and pressed his back against the rusted metal, keeping an obstacle between him and the dentist.
"Bez!"
Albrecht called out, peering around the car stack, unsure if the magician could hear him.
"There's a dentist over there!"
"I know!"
The Magi's voice was an all-encompassing whisper. It was impossible to tell where she was.
"I saw him.
I need you to stab him."
Albrecht looked around the other corner of the car stack.
"I'm not going to stab that."
Bizarria's voice dripped repugnance.
"I'm not going close to that thing. He's coming after my teeth. He won't come after you." "You don't have any teeth."
Albrecht paused for a moment, confused, motionless. Something glitched, right? It was a glitch.
"I think you mean he's trying to do something to my teeth," Albrecht suggested.
"Yeah, maybe he's trying to give you new teeth."
Franklin ran into the light of Albrecht's toothbrush and slid across the ground. He quickly propped himself against the car stack and furiously removed what was left of his shirt.
"Oh, good," Albrecht said happily. "You found me."
"Dude,"
Franklin used his razor blade to hastily slice the remainder of his shirt into ribbons.
"You have like a beacon surrounding you. Everything can find you."
"Oh."
The gravity of the doctor's situational diagnosis fell hard onto Albrecht. Using the strips of his designer shirt,
Franklin rebandaged his head. Franklin, mend. 4, success. Franklin, 1, physical moxie recovery. The bleeding from Franklin's head wound stopped with the pressure bandages. He took in a few shaky breaths and looked mournfully at the tattered remains of his shirt. The doctor pressed his head hard against the old metal behind him, denying the virtual feelings of loss for the ruined, unreal shirt wrapped on his head. He stuffed the last tatters of the shirt in his back pants pocket. Albrecht placed a hand on Franklin's shoulder and smiled. His smile quivered, twisted, then started to frown as an intrusive thought began to ram its way forward. Were his teeth still in his mouth? If he did not have teeth, then why would the dentist be after him? What would be the sense in any of this? Why was he here? Where could his teeth be? Franklin placed his hand on Albrecht and smiled back, breaking the mortician's spiral of madness. Suddenly, a gremlin burst from a shadow in their car stack, tackling Franklin and eviscerating the moment. Franklin! Albrecht cried out. Amidst the squeals and tumbling, the doctor fought back.
Stop attacking me!
Gremlin, tackle, versus Franklin, stamina. 3-1. Franklin fails. 1 physical moxie strike inflicted. The gremlin's teeth glistened as it tore through the fresh bandages of the doctor's head, viciously chewing meat and bone. Franklin and the gremlin rolled in the grass several times, both screaming and squealing, fighting for control. Bizarria the Magi emerged from her vanished position in a dramatic twirl and a glistening knife that flew through the night. She cursed as the system indicated failure, and her blade narrowly missed the little monster. Quickly, she moved along the border of green light, trying to get a better angle on the gremlin. As she moved, she noticed something from the corner of her eye. Dentist, hook, versus Bizarria, vanishing act. 4-4. Bizarria succeeds. With another flourishing spin of a practiced performer, the Magi was gone. The dentist took caught air, and the tall nightmare paused as it observed the area where Bizarria once was. A little help here? Bez's vanished whisper was louder than before. Albrecht turned and saw the dentist, tall and observant, looking down from around the car stack.
Whenever you're going up against any boss,
Albrecht stammered as he backed away and looked for something to place between him and the dentist.
You always take care of the minions first. That's common strategy. You got to get the little guys out of the way before you fight the big guy. Otherwise, the little guys will destroy you.
Then why don't you go help someone?
The Magi's voice was hot from her vanished state. Albrecht took the Magi's advice and ran to Franklin's aid, deliberately placing the gremlin and Franklin between him and the dentist. Albrecht attempted to stab the gremlin.
Albrecht cut versus gremlin dodge. 3-3. Albrecht fails.
Albrecht cursed loudly as his scalpel cut dirt. The little monster and the doctor continued to roll on the ground in combat. The old man followed as they tumbled about, looking for his next opportunity to strike while simultaneously being sure they stayed in the direct path of the dentist. Franklin got on all fours, closed his eyes, and brought up his hero sheet. None of his current skills seemed to be able to help him combat these head-chomping gremlins, but he realized he still had enough UP to create a new skill.
Franklin, new base skill developed. Throw, level D2. The associated attribute is stamina. Franklin, throw, upgraded to D4.
With the development of his new skill, Franklin opened his eyes wide with a surge of newfound strength.
Franklin, throw, versus gremlin, dodge. 7-2. Franklin demonstrates exceptional success. +1 modifier to next action.
Franklin rolled again with the gremlin, using momentum to his advantage. At the apex of their roll, he dislodged the gremlin from his head and tossed the squealing monster like a round, furry projectile. The gremlin screamed in terror while it sailed straight for Franklin's target.
Franklin, throw, +1 modifier, versus dentist, drill. 8-11. Franklin fails. The dentist backhanded the incoming gremlin with his drill, causing dust to spew in a spiral as the gremlin spun and crashed into a nearby car stack. Franklin, grateful for the reprieve from the gremlin, immediately scrambled to his feet and stood next to the mortician. They both looked at each other, searching for their next move. The dentist took a step closer. Curly ran a short distance to another car stack, one that gave him a better vantage of the dentist. He nestled into a crevice of the dusty junk cars immediately outside the border of the street lamp's pale light. The cowboy drew both of his pistols and aimed for the nightmare, hoping it did not have some kind of darkness vision. He took his time, slow and steady, wanting to get the perfect shot. As Curly aimed with both revolvers, a pair of dim headlight eyes turned on from deep in the car stack shadows. Curly looked over his shoulder and stared back at the dim-lit eyes.
You mother!
Gremlin, tackle versus Curly, dexterity. 4-3. Curly fails. 1 physical moxie strike inflicted. The cowboy was knocked over as the gremlin lunged from the shadows. Curly yelled out in anger as the furry monster latched onto his neck and shoulder.
You don't go near the car piles!
Bizarria's voice came from the darkness.
No kidding! Curly gnashed back angrily. I wanted to be out of the dentist line of sight!
Gremlin, tackle versus Curly, quick draw. 4-7. Curly succeeds. 2 good pistol whips knocked the gremlin off his shoulder and onto the ground. The cowboy reared back. The monster lunged, baring his razor teeth. Curly, heel kick versus gremlin, dodge. 8-2. Curly demonstrates exceptional success. +1 modifier to next action. Curly punted the little monster in a manner that would make any pro kicker proud. The gremlin flew into the darkness, spinning head over heels, and disappeared, squealing.
It's good! Curly yelled with both arms extending straight in the air. He scores!
Hey! Franklin emerged from the darkness, hobbling to Curly's side. How's it going? The security guard looked down at the bandaged and bloody doctor and shrugged a response. He then nodded to Franklin, questioning how the doctor was doing. Franklin shrugged his response. Curly nodded with understanding. Giving his pistols a quick twirl, the cowboy motioned for Franklin to follow. Together, they quickly moved to another car stack, one that still provided a good view of the dentist. As they rounded the corner of stacked cars, Curly noticed a dark hole in the nearby hedge wall, a hole that was the perfect size for a gremlin. Curly smiled and nodded with the confirmation that he did make a good field goal. That satisfaction dissipated when a low, cold wail was felt from the darkness. Curly frowned as his mustache bristled. The ghosts were here.
Go,
Albrecht told Franklin. The doctor looked sternly at his friend, but nodded and quickly hobbled away. The mortician found himself without a barrier and without friends. But this time, it was different. He did not feel alone. Albrecht puffed up his chest and stared back at the dentist with slitted eyes and a closed-lipped smile. Dentist, drill, versus Albrecht, intelligent dodge. 10-8. Albrecht fails. 1 physical moxie strike inflicted. Albrecht's resolve was pummeled as he was struck by the dentist's torturous drill. The mortician found himself flying through the air before crashing to the ground, tumbling in a wretched mess of arms and legs. The mortician painfully rolled onto his back and heard the dentist laugh.
You are lost,
the dentist hissed through the impossibly wide grin.
Weak. Broken.
Standing over the old man, the dentist raised its drill hand, and the pitch increased as the drill began to spin faster.
Wait!
Albrecht yelled, holding his hands up. The dentist paused, curious at the request.
Why haven't I had my turn yet?
The smiling dentist gave a slight bow, lowered the pitch of the drill's spin, and waited for Albrecht to make his move. Albrecht hurriedly got to his feet and looked at his immediate surroundings. He needed to escape, but where was the easiest and fastest escape?
Oh, come on!
Albrecht frantically scanned his surroundings, but only saw escape routes that he knew would be complex movements. He cursed the system and its stringent rules of movement. The dentist amped up the drill speed again and slowly raised his arm into the air. The maniacal grin of the nightmare shone down on Albrecht, who desperately searched for an easy escape. The dentist was ready to strike.
Bizarria, throwing knives versus dentist, predictive movement. 8 versus 8. Bizarria fails.
The knife's blade reflected brightly off the toothbrush light as it flew through the air. Sparks flew as the knife struck the drill, then ricocheted into the darkness. The nightmare turned its evil grin toward the Magi. She was breathing hard, standing under the pale light of a nearby street lamp, arm still extended from her throw, with the other hand in her jacket, ready for the next strike. A shot of gunfire rang out in the distance.
Curly, quick draw, versus dentist, predictive movement. 3 versus 7. Curly fails.
The dentist shifted his upper body smoothly and swiftly, allowing the bullets to fly harmlessly through the air. The nightmare turned its smile to the bullet's point of origin. Curly. Upon meeting the nightmare's gaze, the cowboy quickly ducked back behind his distant car stack. Moving down the back side of the car stack, Curly sprinted to another street lamp and hid behind its car stack. The cowboy leaned out from his newfound cover.
Make your move! I don't want to make a complex movement, Albrecht answered. I just want to get out of here. Make the move! The dentist will have to take a complex movement too. Serpentine between the cars. But there's gremlins in the cars.
Albrecht's face drooped pitifully as he quivered in place. An icy waterfall suddenly rushed over the mortician.
Whisper, siphon, versus Albrecht, intelligent dodge. 3 versus 4. Albrecht succeeds.
The time to think had expired. Reflexes responded. Albrecht ducked under the ghost's long, bony fingers and then bolted in a zigzag pattern around the first car pile. The mortician realized he was screaming after he dove behind the second car stack and rolled to a halt. He paused and quickly patted himself down, ensuring he was still here. Franklin was a little ways off, quickly hobbling after the cowboy, and Curly waved them both over.
Whisper, siphon, versus Bizarria, dexterity. 3 versus 3. Bizarria succeeds.
Bizarria jumped away from another specter's grasp and into the darkness. She, too, saw the cowboy in the far corner and ran toward him. The dentist's movements were smooth and casual, in a manner so fast that it appeared slow. The nightmare closed in on Albrecht and cackled at the feeble old man's attempt at escape.
Curly, quick draw, versus dentist, predictive movement. 5 versus 3. Curly succeeds.
Gunfire echoed throughout the park, and the dentist's upper body violently jerked back from the bullet's impact. The dentist stood motionless, feet still on the ground, but its top half folded completely back.
Yee-haw!
Curly jumped and hollered, punching the air, overcome with the thrill of his success.
Yes! Franklin cheered beside the cowboy. You did it! Look at him! He's surprised that he's been hit.
Him and me both.
Amidst their cheers, the dentist stood, its upper half still folded back. Between its long legs, the nightmare's head twisted around 180 degrees. The spectacles burned with an intensity that could melt glass, and it glared at the cowboy from its contorted position. Curly stopped cheering. That evil grin was upside down. The nightmare opened its mouth wide and let out a tremendous roar. A long drill arm rose from one side, and the menacing hook was brandished on the other side. The contorted, screaming nightmare charged. Curly jumped back on one foot, hollering while holding himself. His mustache was a giant bush of fur that bristled beyond reckoning.
Run!
Albrecht screamed as fear aided his flight. The dentist's twisted head roared from between its long legs, and its arms flailed wildly on either side. Sparks flew as drill and hook smashed against cars in the nightmare's wake. We just have to escape, right? Yelled Franklin. The entire group was together again, sprinting away from the nightmare that chased them.
Yeah, we just have to find a way out and we're done.
Albrecht noticed an opening in the hedge wall and sprinted through.
Follow me!
Bizarria the Magi was the last to round the corner for the newfound pathway. As she rounded the corner, she jumped and spun while reaching into her coat and threw a knife at the nightmare bearing down on her. Bizarria, throwing knives versus dentist, predictive movement. 5 versus 7. Bizarria fails. Bizarria's knife was deflected by the dentist's flailing drill, but the Magi had already disappeared down the path.